100% right.
Absolutely.
Right, gentlemen, let's make a start. So I hope the phone doesn't go off in a little bit. Let's make a quick recap of what we learned last time. Last time we were discussing about, or actually about, looking at a meal, something like ice cream. So we put down the asotas. The asotas were like this, that really everything that belongs to a bread meal yourself, that's meant to satisfy a person, it's meant to eat, to help him, for that. That's all included when you make a medicine. So the bottle, everything that you put on the bread, that's partially put peanut butter, I don't know, everything you spread on the bread, that's partially included. The Chiddush has even other foods, kegel, meat, fish, all these things, salads, all these things are part of the meal to fill you up. That is all included when you make a pasta. So when you make a moitz lechem aretz, that covers you for all food items that is normal to eat in a meal. Then we spoke about the first one, was fruit. We spoke about fruit. Now fruit, normal fruit, an apple, an orange, a pear, a raw fruit as it is not really, the pasuk says that's not included in the meal. That's not included in the pasuk, it's not meant to, what do you call it, to satisfy a person. And therefore, on generally the halakha is that on fruits, the person makes the bracha. Mishabu's got a shayla. Mishabu's got a shayla. What about compote? That could be part of the meal. The Meister, who came out last time, Mishabu said that one should make a bracha on it as well. Okay? Now, let's just see, I've got a few interesting scenarios over here. One is over here, let's say someone's waiting something for the last time. Someone's in between courses. I'm asking his wife's taking a long time to bring the next course of the chicken soup. He's had the fish. In the middle of the week, this has got a nice meal actually. But he's had the first course of fish. Yeah. He's waiting for the person, the wife, to bring in the chicken soup. It's not coming. So he goes to a fruit bowl and he takes an apple. Why is now? So that's meant to fill him up, really, in a way. So he said over here, in this case over here, it can't become top of the pasuk like that, but since he's eating as part of the meal, if he eats the first bite with a bit of pus, then that becomes top of the pasuk and he can eat the apple now without a bracha. So again, what he does is, he's waiting between the fish and the chicken soup. By the way, any of the recipes I mentioned tonight are not what I get home very often. You know? It's just a general thing, no lies what I get home. Right? So the nice thing, he's waiting between the fish and his chicken soup. So nothing comes, so he goes to the bowl, takes the apple out, he takes a bit of bread, he eats the bread with the first bite of apple, and then he can eat the apple without a bracha. That's another case. If, let's say, the person eating, this is an interesting side now as well, what happens if he's eating the fruit as the main part of the meal? There's nothing else to eat. So the Shabbos Shuz can happen sometimes in the winter, the person washes some pieces of amotzi, and then, I have actually a recipe over here, let's just see what I wrote. He has bread and butter, I'm not sure, a fruit platter, a drink and dessert. So the fruit platter, the fruit is the main part of the meal. So this is the machlokas now over here, what you do. Does it become now top of the pasuk because you eat this as part of the meal or not? The mice are the best to do what we said before, and that is to eat a bit of pasuk at the beginning, and that also helps for...
And the whole fruit platter.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, boys, so that's more or less what we got to last time. And then finally, we spoke about ice cream. Ice cream and sherbet, all these things are not part of the meal, and therefore a person needs to make a bracha on those items. Okay, that's coming.
Again, you have the ice cream middle of the meal.
I said, I was once at a hasna, what? A piece of cake. I said, I was once at a hasna, what? A piece of cake. It's going to come to kids, cakes and coffee cakes. I once at a hasna, I went to, which hasna it was, and I came out with sorbet. It was actually a hasna, anyway. I said to the guys, that's the first course. He said, you know, this is how you eat, this is what you do. It's what they're doing in the nice places. That's an interesting shadow when you make a bracha. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
It's part of the meal.
Very important halacha this over here. Right, so now, this is the shadow here. I must tell you, it's what it can be mucked a little bit. I was once by a hospital chochem at a I was once by a, sitting at a chasna meal. Next to a very hospitable chokum, I came to the first course, was melon and I don't know what, and I saw him make a broth on that fruit thing. I myself was a bit surprised, I didn't say anything. Now, as I'm preparing to shear, I've got an answer. I'll tell you what happened. So, the first shiny is now, let's say about fruit as an appetizer. Now, that's clawing a lot as well. If a person has a fruit as an appetizer, that is to get the stomach working, to whet the appetite and get things right. That, they say, works with grapefruit. It's a bit acidic. That starts the gastric juices working. So, that's poshness if a person, I should be a cook, I think. Mm-hmm. So, what happens is, in such a case there, So in such a case there, where it's made to start the gastric juice working, made for the meal, there's no shyla, you do not make a broth on it. You don't make a broth on it, because that is meant to help eating. It's meant to start the eating process. So there, it's kosher. On grapefruit, you don't make brocha when you start. Now the shyla is, what about, at least, I actually haven't seen it recently, but a lot of chassidus, there used to be, they used to start like with a fruit cocktail, melon and pineapple, I don't know, whatever it was, yeah? Does it happen still now? No, what's happened to it? What's happened to it? What's happened to it? Art fashion. But let's say you go back to an old fashioned custom, I'm sure we'll come back in time sometime. Sure, come back in.
To save money.
What?
To save money.
What?
Cost money to do that. So it's the same money. You start straight with the course, not with the fruit anymore.
All right. Okay. Let's say you go to somewhere where they're old fashioned and they start with this. Now this is a big question actually, because this doesn't really start with juices working.
The melon.
And the seeds doesn't do it. So some possible time in that case, there you make a brocha. Mm-hmm. You make a brocha because that's not doing anything. It's fruit in the meal, which is nothing. It's not doing anything really. And then we should make a brocha. So I went to the son-in-law today, just this is interesting, I went to the son-in-law of this person. I said, now I understand why your shver did this.
Which
son-in-law? Oh, I actually missed part of the first box story, so I can't tell you now what happened. I went to the son-in-law, the son-in-law said to me, I think you made a mistake, Shlomi. He said, my shver never used to wash at a customer. So the whole story, there's no kasha in the whole story. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the whole thing will start. Anyway, it's very interesting that the ma'aser, some people don't know it. Ma'aser, other apostles say that, but bad is called an appetizer, and it does fruit. So you don't have to make a brah on it. No. That's an interesting thing that's already here. So that's a bit of a shyla whether these theories don't really help at all. The best thing to do in such a case, let's say your first course is melon and strawberry, whatever, is before you wash, sit down at your table, take a bit of the melon, make a boy pre adoma. What must be careful about what you say? Not to have a kazai, quite right. Yeah, very good. Shrugger.
Yes.
Get good at this. Yeah? So you're not to have, what do you call it, not to have a kazayas of food items. You make a boy pre adoma, a melon, Bob Young.
And if he has a kazayas.
What?
And if it does have a kazayas.
It's got a problem, might have to make a brocha
chreina. Well, if it's going to wash really quickly, it's carrying a wheel.
That's a big question, is actually. This is also not a whole. Someone just told me now you have a shower. It's an interesting shower.
After you wash it, do you have a kazayas?
Yeah. Yeah, you make a boy pre adoma fine.
Yeah.
Somebody was told me, I mean, for an issue shyly, exactly. Someone told me, just ask him now. What happened was, he said he had a whole lot of grapes on Shabbos morning, he had a whole lot of grapes. He washed, had his meal, and he remembered to say, I ate. What happens now?
Why didn't he make the first brocha?
That was right. It's meant to make a eat.
Why won't we have the
brocha? That's such a shyly, but the grapes don't do the meal. You don't have any grapes in the meal, there's no shite for them in the meal. Pasta, they have eights. Even after you benched. Okay, that's another part.
If you make kiddish, and then you have no wine during the meal, it's still a bit of
what?
If you make kiddish, long Shabbos, right? You have wine, and then you wash. You bench. The bench patters the
meal. Everything, because that's kiddish mom suri. You need kiddish mom suri. It's connected to the suda.
It's grapes.
Your grapes are connected to the suda. You don't have grapes in the suda. You've got no shaitas. He's quite right, actually. When you make kiddish, it's a really good show. It's an interesting point, actually. Yeah.
Even though you don't drink anything during the meal, it
patterns it. That's right. Okay, coming back to here. So, the motion, this is for an appetizer. I'm saying here's a machlokes, what you do with an appetizer, which is not meant to get the stomach working. So, like melon, strawberries, these things are not acidic, they don't do anything really. So, I'm saying many possible hold them, I have to make a broth on it. Others hold it's called an appetizer, and it's nichlal in that, and if you don't make a broth. Now, what about this? Let's get a recipe over here. Sorry, I might make a phone call here. If I can get this recipe. So sometimes you have food as not a main course. Sorry. Sometimes you get chicken curry cooked in coconut. I tell you what, they're absolutely stupid, I don't know. Yeah, chicken curry cooked in coconut and sugar with pineapple and then topped up with soy cream. So you're eating your chicken with your pineapple. Sorry. Anyone had this lamb menu?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I don't understand
this. Yeah, really? With pineapple?
Why not?
Oh, I've got the wrong houses. I don't get like these places. I don't know why. They talk about another recipe. They coat a little piece of chicken in flour and egg, gets fried. Then they cook a pineapple with cornstarch and water, then they add it to the chicken. Looks like pineapple is very popular with chicken for some reason. Any other recipes or are we starting with food? With vegetables, or not vegetables, fruit, with a thing. Yeah, they are?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Absolutely. I mean, someone taught me he knows somewhere where they pour orange juice over chicken. Okay, I'm talking about a proper fruit. So here they're having pineapple with chicken. That's a completely shy. That's posh. The pineapple is topical chicken.
It's all topical. It enhances the taste of that
topical chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah. So everything's topical chicken. And chicken is part of the pas meal, so you make no broth on the pineapples. Very interesting case, actually. So you're having a...
If you didn't wash, it's all shackling.
Wash for your bread.
If you didn't wash, you had a course of that chicken, it's just shackling. If you didn't wash,
I didn't wash,
that course, it's only shackling.
Yeah. Because the pineapple is toppled to the chicken.
Yeah.
It's meant to enhance the chicken. So the main broth is the chicken, and the pineapple is topped to it. So you know, well, who had in the pas meal? The chicken is toppled to the chicken. The chicken's eaten the pas meal. Therefore, no broth is required. Who had in the wash? Let's say someone pours applesauce over Lacquers. I say, there's no right to eat at home. I know people do this, actually. But it seems that some people pour applesauce over Lacquers. That game there, it's a fruit sauce. That you eat it by itself, you make a bracha. But now that it's on the latkes, and the latkes are part of the meal. So therefore, once you've got that, you do not make a bracha on this applesauce.
Applesauce, but
it's shackle anyway.
What?
Applesauce,
that's how it's made. Bits in there, not in there. What are you saying?
It's both shackle anyway. So there's no problem anyway. If you didn't wash.
If you eat applesauce.
If you wash
applesauce. Let's say you washed.
Like you have applesauce, you have to take a proper
dessert. You'd be making, let's say, hot eggs or shackle this applesauce by itself.
Aye, would you?
Right. Yeah, that was last week's year. Right. But now that you're eating with your latkes, so it's a top of your latkes, there's no rock to it. Okay. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Cakes is a different shadow completely. Cakes, that's mummy's a whole passion itself. One thing I'll tell you, that any cake which has got a filling and it's sweet, and it's a bit hard, like an apple strudel, that is a mazonos. But all other cakes, that's a mum, it's a whole big share of what when you do, when you don't. So that we'll have to leave for the time being. Cakes are separate, crackers, all these things are separate parsha. That one has to leave for a lot of time. But that's generally the rules over this. The other interesting thing also is wine. That's posh. Wine has got its own kashivas. And therefore, if you have wine in the middle of the meal, even though normally all drinks are included in the bracha normally, when you make hamotzi, part of the hamotzi includes drinks, because that's what a normal person does. He drinks in the middle of a meal. What?
But not a coffee.
But not wine is different.
Again, if the wine is in a salad, then it's okay.
Yeah, it's toffle. If it's toffle to a thing, I don't know if wine is salad. Let's put wine in a salad.
Is that Friday night as well?
What?
Friday night as well?
What?
You make coffee.
But first you made that coffee.
You made
that
coffee.
Right, normally you made that coffee beforehand, right?
And everyone's jokes on that. You'd have to make a coffee again.
First of all, that's a matter. First of all, it depends. Has anyone drunk from the wine?
Yeah, probably everyone has. Yeah, I'm sure they all have.
Right, so if they're drunk from the wine, then they both have offers work for them, so they can use it during the meal time. But if they didn't drink, then they want to have wine in the middle of the meal, so they need to break off them. If they didn't drink, if the person didn't drink, let's say you made kiddies on Friday night, and they broke back off them, which, yeah?
Yeah.
Friday night, they're kiddies. And make crack off it, and the person that throws it in, what do you want your wine? He doesn't like that wine, it's this white grape juice, he doesn't like white grape juice. So he said, I'll leave it. In the middle of the meeting, he decides he wants to have some wine.
Yes,
okay. He has to make a crack off it. He's not had any wine yet to pass himself.
Okay.
The fact that he heard the brocha with the thing is very nice, it don't help him at all. But anyone who had a bit of wine, that helps him for that. The big shiner, my friends over here, is what happens to whiskey? Yeah, and sorrow, in the middle of a meal. You should brew it here.
I never make
it. Sorry?
I never make a brew.
Kuf Ayin Dalet, Kuf, what number there is that? Okay, let's see where you come from, Simper. Kuf Ayin Dalet, number test. Kuf Ayin Dalet, Simper, what number test? I think what Mishra Brewer says.
In the meantime, you had wine before or without wine before?
To make a difference.
No, he's quite right.
That's a good question.
If a person has wine,
you had the wine already, that's what it is.
Very often, a person has wine, all other drinks have come atop to it. Let's talk about he's not had wine. He's just in the middle of a shower's maybe, he's not had wine yet. And he wants to have now, he wants to have a glass of whiskey. Now, normally we know all drinks, normally all included in the, what you call it, in the birch tapas. Since a person normally drinks to help food and everything.
You would have cried in Shabbos morning, probably more this Shaila. Shabbos morning, you've been to a kiddush, you're making kiddush at home, and you're sitting down and washing. Then you're going to have your wine, then you probably have to make kiddush. Then you have to make gofen.
If you didn't make kiddush.
Because you made kiddush already previously, and you're eating down, and now later you're eating tam yisudah, Shabbos morning. Okay. Then that's the Shaila.
What, a wine? To make a wine?
And on whiskey, if the Shaila's on whiskey.
No, but Shaila is whiskey like a normal drink. You have Coca-Cola.
You have Coca-Cola
in the middle of a meal. Do you make a bracha? No. You have Coca-Cola in the middle of a bread meal. Do you make a bracha?
No.
So is whiskey any different to Coca-Cola? That's
what you're about to say, aren't you?
So is Coca-Cola, is whiskey any different to Coca-Cola? So here the Mishnah says, go buy in the Dalit, Simchot Lamates. Says the Mishnah Brewer here. Leaning down, sorry, yes, Achroim, the Tzorik Brocha, but some Achroim write that I need the Brocha in the middle of the meal. You're not having it because you're thirsty. I'm not a whiskey drinker, I must tell you, I don't really know much about this, I'll be honest. But I think you don't drink whiskey because you're thirsty.
No.
As far as I know.
No.
It's an expensive drink to drink if you're thirsty. So I don't think people are drinking as a thirsty. Why are they drinking? I'm not really sure about that. I can't understand why people drink it. But
that's
why
you're drinking.
So he says over here, you're not doing because of Machmat Simon Achil Kshamashkin. And therefore, these Achroim hold that you have to make a broch on it, actually. It's not doing a meal. And therefore, you have to make a bracha. Avul, I'm going to have one costume to betray Chasuda Yitzhak bracha. Mishum to Oz Vol Oyre Tavas Achila. He says it's like an appetizer. I don't know how this works exactly. But he says whiskey helps a little bit to get the stomach working.
Yes.
And therefore, even though you're not doing it to figure yourself up, it's helping the system work. Yeah. Says the moment I'm wrong, Choshin Zeh Machmas Asuda. And therefore, this is considered like Machmas Asuda. And therefore, according to Moghana Brahm, you don't make a bracha. It looks like quite a number of Achron write like the Moghana Brahm, and one does not make a bracha on whiskey in the middle of a meal.
Some people have a minute to drink whiskey on Friday night after the fish.
Of course.
So then it's part of the Sudan for you. We'll have to make
Why about the fish?
Don't make a part of the Sudan because you have it then.
It's just because you have
it. It's just meant to. Because you just like to have ice every time you have a meal. It's a part of the
Sudan.
That's to make a break between the fish and the meat. That's not because of filling yourself up. You're not doing it. You could drink anything, really. It's a nice thing to have.
Drink after the fish. You want to drink whiskey out of your empty stomach.
Because of the chet was with a wheat.
Oh, no, I can't say it's not filling yourself up. It's not part of filling your stomach up. So
the whiskey or the beer will not be to fill up. It's because one can eat more without filling to stuff. He's able to eat more.
That's what he's saying, it's part of the meal. That's what he's saying, because it's part of the meal.
So Moghana Brahm says, meant to make it more. That's what Moghana Brahm says. So Moghana Brahm says, you don't make a bracha. Mishnah Brewer brings down, it looks like people hold like this. Yeah? The Meister Mishnah Brewer says, really, the best thing to do is really to make a shahakol before you start your meal, to get around this problem. Uh-huh. Have a sweet before you start your meal. It means before you go to wash, make a bracha or a shahakol, that will cover your whiskey. But it's supposed to say the minig is not like this. The mice, the minig of oil is to make all. But yes, not me this way. The mice, the minig is to have whiskey in the middle of a meal without any bracha. But he does say, very interesting actually. I mean, I'm not used to this minig, but he says, I don't know if anyone does this. Some people look like have a minig to have the whiskey at the end of the meal.
No.
Avol, says the Mishnah Berurah, im shoyse es hayayin sorev achasud osoy. You have much minig simcha?
No.
You always have to start.
Only after the suda, not again. You had already one before, or just
the first? That makes a difference. The one before is part because of the appetizer. Is learning. It helps start, but helps for the meal. But if you're now having a glass of whiskey at the end of the meal, when it's finished, you can't take it for the meal. Yeah. But that says the Mishnah Berurah.
A friend who comes in at ice cream time, who I don't usually drink. I'm having a whiskey with him. Then I'm going to make a broccoli stick.
Avo, im shreis le yayin sorev achasu dosa. Otma bata e date rak le akala bosom. Look, we couldn't have a sorev brocha. Then you use a chiddish brocha. Chiddish actually, yeah? So if you're having a whiskey, it's not a trouble, it says Simcha. So it must be, you had your meal, you're quite happy. Then I come into Simcha's house and say, Shreima, I'll say, whiskey. You have a taste of a long time. I don't want to tell him I don't like whiskey. He thinks it's a good thing. So I come into his house and he, I'm not sure if I can make a broch on it at all. That's the truth. I'm not sure if I can make a broch on it. But he, if he enjoys it, the chayyah has to make a broch.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. The chayyah, it's not meant to, it's not helpful. It's not part of it, it's finished.
Just think back to the strudel. In the middle of the seedy, waiting between portions, and you have this cake on the table, a strudel. If you have that, why should you have to make a bread?
That's true. I didn't make sense. I'm not prodding, but he's quite right. Any cake, it's very hard to notice, but any cake that you have to fit yourself up is like it's included in a pass.
Right, so should you not?
It's a very hard question to ask yourself this. I don't know if you have an apple strudel in the meal, but most people are quite full by the end of the meal, really. Why are you having, ask yourself a question, why are you having a piece of apple strudel in the meal?
Your wife makes you have it.
It's not just your thought, it's not trying to fill yourself up.
It's just waiting, you're waiting for the next course and apply something, look, yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that's true. It's a sweet thing, people enjoy sweet things, but I don't think it helps. It's not made to satisfy yourself.
It's part of the meal, it's part of your meal.
Oh, it's like, I just put a part of the meal, part of it doesn't come part of it, because that's a big question with this. Pastures, that's clear, if you're having the cake or crackers to fill yourself up, then that's part of it, there's no bracha.
Yeah.
Our question is where you're not having it, you're having it as a savoury dish. It's nice and sweet. Apple juice is sweet, it's nice.
That's the end of the meal.
Yeah, the end of the meal. Yeah. The middle of the meal passes, you're right, you will not make a bracha.
No, make a bracha.
Okay, let's stop there.
Fire!